Hello, Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley, good afternoon. Mr. Smiley, I have to tell you that I'm calling regarding a rather unsavoury incident within Ibrox Stadium on Saturday.
What unsavoury incident is that?
Well, I shall read you a statement. It's alleged that you were verbally abusive to my client in front of witnesses in the member's suite, and that you had to be physically restrained and would have caused actual bodily harm had security not intervened. Now, I've spoken to Mr. Mackin.
By the way, hold the phone. Is this a fucking joke?
I beg your pardon.
Is this a joke?
Mr. Smiley, I've spoken to Mr. McIntyre this
morning. I'm going to tell you something, pal. I don't know who the fuck you are. But if you're talking about assaulting, Andy Cameron's assaulted my fucking ears for years. And I don't go and get fucking lawyers to go and thing with him. So go and take a good fuck to yourself. Do you hear me? Right. Listen, see if you've got...
Now, my client is seeking assurance from you, Mr. Smiley, that there will be no repercussions of Saturday's events. No repercussions of Saturday's events.
I'm a thick cunt for East End of Glasgow.
You have a reputation.
You'll need to stop the big fucking words to me.
You have a reputation.
Stop fucking English.
You have a reputation as a short-tempered individual.
Aye.
You're proving that now.
Aye.
On the other end of this phone.
Aye.
Now, my client has been unable to sleep since the weekend's events.
That's fucking good. That's good. I've not been slept for years listening to these fucking jokes.
Now,
hear me? You fucking screwball, you.
Now, my client insists on a full written apology from you.
Aye.
And
listen, I told you I'm a thick cunt for East End of Glasgow. I can't fucking write. I can do a couple of crosses. If you want a couple of X's, I can do them. That's all I can fucking do.
Well, you'll understand if the Procurator Fiscal gets involved then.
Aye. That's...
Or is that too big a word for you as well?
Procurator Fiscal, aye. I've got plenty of letters with that at the tappet. Is that, what does that mean? I used to get a lot of letters. I got one a week through that says that at the tappet, but I could never understand the fucking thing.
Would you like us to involve the police, Mr. Smiley?
You could do that if you fucking like. Listen, do that if you like. I could do with a fucking rest, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it would be a lot easier if you apologised to my client.
Listen, I'll be apologising for fucking nothing. You hear me?
Now, do I have your assurance that you're not going to take this any further?
Assurance? See, there you're with the big words again. What's that? What does that mean? Is that where you go when you pay your fucking... to get your house? Is that what you do when you pay your house?
No, that's...
So nobody steals nothing out of it?
No, that's insurance.
Is it?
You really are not a very well-educated man, are you,
you're
Mr.
fucking
Smiley?
Right, I'm as thick as fuck, by the way.
Now, the next time...
I'm thickamer, by the way. I'm a multi-fucking-millionaire. That's how you fucking thickamer. What are you, you cunt? Listen, I tell you before, I can't write. I'm a thick cunt for East End. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. I can't even mind your name, who the fuck you represent. And I couldn't really give a fuck, to be honest with you. But I've spent enough fucking time talking to you. I need to go and try and earn some fucking money now.
Well,
I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
It would be a lot easier.
Hello?
Mr. Smiley?
Yes?
Yes, it's Charles Eldersley again. I think we got cut off.
No, you didn't get cut off. Listen, I'll tell you what you are. You better get off the fucking phone and I'll be phoning the police. You're a sex fucking pest or something.
No.
Eh?
Mr. Smiley.
You're a fucking crackpot.
I've got...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not going to go away, Mr. Smiley.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Well, I'm all ears. You tell me.
You're a fucking crank.
No.
Away you go, you cunt.